Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Shei Osoyinbi, enjoy the Spirit.
The paradox. The reason many of us have problems is because we have been taught wrongly. African magic has taught us. Nollywood has taught us. From birth, they've tutored us. So anytime you come close to the opposite sex, you must play out what you've learned. You have to unteach yourself. That it's possible for you to enter a relationship without having any funny ideas. So how did the Bible say it? It said, deal with the ladies as sisters. And I remember I've said it here. When I am related to my siblings, nothing enters my head. Because Nollywood has not spoiled my mind in that area. Hallelujah. Are you with me? You keep yourself. She's my sister. I can hold my sister, I can hug her, I can do anything with her. She is my blood sister. Praise God. However, we've heard bad things about people, blood siblings having funny relationships with one another. But it came, where did it start from? The mind. The Bible says, a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. When you are entering a relationship, you are not entering a relationship with the intention of acquiring the gift. You just see the brother and say, this one is my own. Then you go there to acquire. No, if you have this possessive attitude, you need deliverance. Nobody is your own. Jesus was interested in helping this family. And I guess Jesus must have seen certain things in them that just... He just fell in love with them. Now, Martha was such an interesting fellow. So was Mary. They all had different personalities. We don't know what exactly attracted him to these people. But Jesus kept a very, very good relationship. And he says, deal with the other persons who are male as your brothers. Amen. Just like that. You are just my brother. So when you hear somebody, I'm not a brother. I'm just Jugunu. When you hear people talk like that, put question mark on their life. Okay, this one. Keep an eye on him. Praise God. Am I making sense to us tonight? Now, somebody said something which I think I quickly need to correct. You don't need to say yes to your friend if you want to marry. A person may not be your friend when it comes to propose. May not have been your friend, but if you're going to sustain the relationship, the person must become your friend. And only friendship will take you guys through. But you don't need to start from that point. So all of you that when I want to go cafe friend, Pastor Jidisha, you'll be my friend. Okay. But by the time I saw in many waters, who knows? I will get one. Far, 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 far. Your motive is wrong. And every time you see, God says something, he said, when a man play while you with me too, I will play while you with you. Don't play while you with God. So let's take that issue off our minds. There's no boyfriend, there's no girlfriend. Hallelujah. Let's drop that. Now, there's this issue of using conny to play this thing. God has a way of outsmarting you. Because I cannot predict, or neither can I use the gift of discerning of suspicion, or the gift of suspicion, to start looking, the way this brother is moving around. I'm suspecting Kashike Pakushta. I can't do that. However, I can perceive and discern that something is not right with you. But how many people can that happen to? Except you are truthful. And I said this before. If you're going to work with God, you must be an honest person. Not only must a man fear God, the man or woman must be honest. Hallelujah. Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. Now, praise the Lord. Now, this is what we call agape love. What is agape love? A love that is unconditional. I love you because of just you. Amen. Not because I want something from you. I don't know how many people have told him, sir, if not, I can go to Krikshashine. I've gone to Krikshashine to tell you that I will die with you. Now the man has problem. They've left him. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to us? But there's a scripture that says a friend sticks closer than a brother. It's called commitment. Commitment. Whatever a person is going through, a friend will stick with him or her. Then we have to ask yourself, have you developed this attitude of commitment, of sticking with something, even when it is not convenient? If you are the type that jumps out immediately something inconveniences you, you are not ready for marriage. How can you talk to me like that? I'm not coming again to you. I'm going my way. This one, cancel. But immediately I see that kind of thing, I just tell the come, come, come. Is this person want to marry? I cancel that relationship now. My pastor, my manager. If you manage him or her, only you, I promise you, will manage that problem for the rest of your life. Pastor, you are just beating me. I will pray for you. Just stay there. I want God. The Lord is with you. We'll bind him. I'm going to bed. Only your face will receive the blows of righteousness. Because you must learn righteousness by force. People who can't stick. People who can't stay. People that don't, they lack staying power will not last a marriage. Abisa. It won't last. So what God takes you through in life are basically preparations for that. But when you start jumping out of the training camp every day, I don't see how long you want to last. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Agape love was not interested in what those people were going to give to him. He found in a family the willingness to receive love. Hallelujah. I don't know. I think that was what must have attracted Jesus to him, to these people. They were always willing. And the other thing you will notice about them, that the Bible says, Lazarus, your friend, is dead. That means, see, Jesus found it convenient to always be around them. Praise the Lord. There's a scripture that says, he that wants friend must show himself friendly. When people tiptoe around you, if I touch her now, touch him now, volcano. If he erupts, just handle, they have this label on you, handle with care, fragile. Amen. Highly toxic, inflammable. You don't have a future. Because you will use your owner to destroy it. They told the young man, don't marry that woman. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. The man was blind. May you not be blind. This girl you want to marry, we know, she's the only girl in my bucket. Today, the man regrets not paying attention to the advice. Because the woman na volcano. When she starts vibrating, everywhere is shaking. But the trait was there. He saw it, but he fell in love. There are some things you don't fall in love with. You don't manage them. The Bible says, if you cannot, Songs of Solomon said, if you cannot cope with fire, don't kindle it. But once it's kindled and it starts burning, it may consume you. But agape love is able to take all things. There are certain things I want to speak about agape love. God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. How can Jesus love a man? Can you love your brothers to the point you can allow him to do this kind of thing? The Bible says he always leaned on Jesus' chest. But I don't believe it was not really a man. John was about 14, 15 when this was taking place. He don't look at him like this big chest, red brother, and just putting his head on Jesus and bros, half an agbaya. Those guys were boys. The oldest about 30. But those guys, that's why John outlived all of them, because he was the youngest of them all. So you could see that youthful, because like I was reading a manual on military something, they said the best kind of soldiers to have is to have young men who have not committed around 16, 17, 18. Those guys are fearless. They don't beruku. Give them gun. They are happy to go to war. But when you call people like me with all my beard, I will tell you, oh God, there's God. Try. Me, I remember my wife, I remember my sons, I remember the church. I said, God, let us go and pray. But those young guys don't fear nothing. So look at it from that part of that perspective, that John could put his head on Jesus' chest. However, Jesus loved him as a man. What am I trying to tell us? It's asking you, what kind of person are you? Can you love brothers with a pure love? The Bible says, with love unfringed. You know what it calls love unfringed? That means love that is not... What does it mean, unfringed? Unfeigned, okay. Insincere love. You know, unfringed means, it's not polluted. Thank you, sir. It means you're not pretending. You know, people come to church and say, oh, pastor, God bless you. You know, when he goes, that love was thin. It's a love of pretense. There is no sincerity of heart. If I say I love Brother Arojo, I love him. Praise the Lord. But if I say I love him, there are certain things I will not do and I cannot do because that love will constrain me. If you come and say, Brother Arojo, do you know he was the one that went to open the book in America? He looted it. And this is the evidence. We have the evidence. And I say, Kai, Arojo, go and shoot him. Can I say I love him? No. Because I have thrown him to the dogs. Praise the Lord. What will love do? Love will find a way of rescuing him. You say Pasha, yeah, you are permitted to do Pasha. How do you think you get to heaven at the Pasha? They say, no, it's not insane. This is insane. Satan said, I used my too high. In fact, I have documentary evidence. Because I didn't see it. Leave my friends. Go and do something else with your time. Because somebody has paid the price. As God in Christ forgave us, also forgive one another. Like I said earlier on, not today, God arranges certain people to come into your life to train you. And these are part of things that help with your relational skills. If you cannot learn to love the brethren, then I don't know what you want to do about friendship. Praise the Lord. This friendship thing is massive. But God will help me in Jesus' name. Now, let us look at some characteristics of friendship. Proverbs 17:17. Now, praise God. I said, praise God. There's nowhere in the Bible that I found we have as an example where people who were friends, in quotes, actually fell in love and they married. We have no example. But we know from experience certain things should just be in place. Are you with me? If you are going to be, if you are going to make yourself qualified, you must be a friendly person. We are going to qualify you, apart from the issue of godliness, apart from the issue of fear of God, apart from the value system that I'm talking about, you must be a friendly person. And if you are not the kind of person that loveth at all times, if you are not the kind of person that we can depend upon in the day of adversity, then you probably shouldn't be a friend to anybody. And so we look at a friend that we call a friend is he or she that loveth at all times. What does it mean to love at all times? There's something about friendship. Now, you see, friends or real friends do not close their eyes to the other person's failures. Real friends will love you in spite of your shortcomings. It's not that you don't annoy or you won't annoy or you offend. You will offend. But Jesus gave a recipe. He said, when your brother offends you and he comes back to you to say, I'm sorry, he said, you have no choice but to forgive. Now, what does it mean to forgive? Have you heard, let's forgive and forget? How many of you have very dull brains here? And you forget. Nobody here is dull. None of us forgets. I always remember everything you did. That time, you offended me. Now you are doing it again. You're ordering me. It happens to all of us. Praise God. But if you are going to be a friend, you must learn how to overlook. If you try this again, who? If it's not my father that born me, who has born you before? I won't talk to you again. You are not ready. In fact, you disqualify yourself from being a brother. He said, if your brother offends you, which he will do. Now, if in your daily interaction you cannot forgive your brother, you can't last in marriage, because I can tell you your spouse will offend you. I don't know how many times I've offended my wife. I'm very good at offending. When we're caught in me, I don't believe in ordinance. I said, my dear. Nobody knew I was caught in this one that Sister Shewa was doing. And brother, pastor, all of you are doing. Everybody knew you were all caught in. Nobody, in fact, if you said there was James Bond, me, I was James Bond. They just brought the letter to church. I said, there's wedding. Hey, who is wedding? Brother Shea, yeah, Sister Bola. Some people just were just fainting there. How can that happen? Me, you got anybody, Shea? I didn't say sorry to anybody. There are people that had great hopes. They had hoped that God will one day reveal them to me. And me, I chose the one I want to multi-work. So you can understand the kind of person I was. Amen. Now, if she didn't have capacity to overlook, atibeshe. Oshe yesi mi oba mi sobe. My former pastor said, when all the pastors, he said, you are the only couple who has ever come to me to settle quarrel. It was strange to me when he said it. So I said, so my other pastors were settling quarrel. And then what were we teaching the church members? If my pastor, of course, I know a friend that every day, Ngbaise, Pastor Jawa Ngbaise, and Norawo, and Korawo. It's, I don't know, is there a word to use? Is, I know, Pastor, you're a man, and we boy called a man, Lou. Is there anathema or? How will you, now, Now, how will you feel if Adetola offends me and I raise my hand and slap her? If you heard that pastor slapped Adetola, how will you feel? That is repulsive. Now, it is even more so to raise your hand to touch your wife. In fact, if there is a way, if we have a military wing in PGT, they will bring you and remove your shokoto and trash you. You are a disgrace to man. To raise your hand. But raise your hand is a sin. It's just a sin that you didn't. The love of God. No, you're already guilty of offense. No story again. Pastor Jide, just bring him, get the koboko dedicated for that. Please get a koboko for such. And no, just in case. So that every man will remember. It must. Now, if I can't do that to a sister, then it is worse to do it to my wife or my spouse. Now, the sisters can't fight, but they have mouths. They have a way of hitting you below the belt. Yes. And then they give you two words, your head will readjust. It is the same sin. It's more than Cain. Some men will cry and say, Kai, and I brought myself low to marry you. If it was in the days of my jugunu, you can't try this with me. Amen. If you have not learned to take heart, if you don't have capacity to absorb and then continue relationship, you won't last. A friend loveth at all times. You know, some of us, we always keep malice. Praise God. How are you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, brother, what is it? I'm not talking to him, John. Good morning. Good morning. You are going to a fire. Did you not read this pastor that died in Lazarus? Lazarus had a problem with his wife. I don't know what happened that transpired. I think it was the third. I don't know when it happened in the week. The wife did something to him that made him angry. And the following morning, he woke up, he was still angry. Now, the Bible says, don't let your anger go with you down to sunset. But his anger went to the following morning. And when he got up, my wife greeted him. He didn't even answer her. Just entered the car, kicked the car. He didn't even eat. Those of you that refuse food, they cook for you. There's no way me and my wife have quarreled and she will give me food and wheat. It's a while, too, yeah? Rubbish, you are an idiot. You are killing yourself. Praise the Lord. You say, because you offended me, I'm not cooking. Go and buy. There is going to be war in Kigali. It should not come to that. Because over time, in relating with brothers and sisters, I have learned certain things. That you don't carry quarrels beyond a certain level. Because love requires that you must be consistent all the time. And one of the characteristics of love is ability to overlook an offense. You have to learn to overlook offense. Yeah, you have hurt me, I'm hurt, but I'm giving it up and I'm moving on with life. It's not that you now keep it. But that's what you did. I've kept it here. Second one, you keep it there. Then when you look at the bank account, well, your debit side, Abby, is more than your credit side. For that reason, I'm going to punish you. You don't do things like that. You don't do things like that. So even you're growing up, you've not learned how to forgive one another. You've not learned how to relate to one another. You've not learned to say, the guy didn't greet me the way he greeted me. How can you imagine if the brother is talking to me? Are we classmates? That is wrong attitude. If you carry that into your home, you're going to make a shipwreck of it. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I like this one, Messenger. Friends love through all kinds of weather because weather has changes. And families stick together in all kinds of trouble. I know our problems emanate from our family. Some of us, we come from families that we are not bonded. Everybody is a low ranger. Everybody does whatever it pleases. Nobody gives a damn whether you eat or you don't eat. Nobody cares whether you are fine or you're not fine. Nobody. Some of us are like that. We come from a family where everybody is pampered. Your mom pampers you. I say, oh, dear, were you? Have you eaten? Oh, I can see your stomach. Oh, you're not eating. Oh, dear, mommy, I'm fine. Oh, no. And you now come home and you are meeting a man like me that, oh, Ron, ain't she? I say, oh, my, don't you love me? You are coming from different backgrounds. Maybe I should not talk about that now. 27 verse 17, Proverbs. What does it say? A man that has friends, or a man that wants friends, must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that still gets closer than a brother. Now give me that next one. That one you just went from. 27. It says, iron does what? Sharpens iron. And what? So a man sharpened the countenance of his friend. A young lady was in my office yesterday and we're talking. She usually comes around, gives me a call. Pastor, are you in the office? Yeah, I'm in the office. She'll come. She will play with me. She'll say something. After 10 minutes, Pastor, I'm going. And she runs away. But I kept going. So yesterday, she did the same thing. And she was, I said, come back. I'm going to sit down. I said, you have a problem. I said, Pastor, I have no problem. I said, you have a problem. You don't have relational skills. Because you have exhausted all your revelation in your head, it's time for you to escape. I said, today you will learn how to talk. Many of you don't know how to hold the conversation. And an interesting one for that matter. Am I talking? Many of you are boring. Some sisters say borders are boring. You get your sister, I said, well, in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 3, I saw the angel of God arise. Can you see it? After you have finished, you now say, God bless you, I go away. Look, they will be giving you a show from now to kingdom come. You must learn how to be relational. Can you relate with her? Can you meet her or meet him at the level of his mental operation? Now, if you are shallow, it is too bad. Go and raise your tempo. Go and raise your volume. Some of you have nothing. After talking about Chelsea, there's nothing else you can talk about. That's the end. Sisters, beyond dressing, there's nothing in their head. Or fashion. You think you have... There are some brothers that have no interest in fashion. If you tell them, my dear, how are you? I saw one dress like this. The man has... You have lost him. His mind has switched off. You know the primary is... The Bible says God gave Eve to Adam as an help meet. Somebody that can meet him at his level. You are dealing with a being whose capacity is unfathomable. A being whose mind is vast. A mind that can... He understood the mysteries of creation. For him to have been able to name everything in creation is no mean feat. His mind was sound. That everything he said, see, he had to go to the original, the essence of the originality of the being. He brought it from the mind of God and understood it. I said, thou art Lion. And God said, that is true. His name was Lion. The primer value. Hallelujah. And we get there. Amen. He saw it. Now, you now bring a wife. Oh God, that's nice. I saw a film. The man, a medical doctor. The wife, that was a local Ibadan woman. The man said, you don't even know how to say good morning, welcome. Only welcome. I don't know how she said it. But there was no relationship. Deep calling to the deep. He married the person at his level. Forget the PhD. Your wife is a value added. That's why the Bible says the man that finds a good wife has procured favor. It will automatically open your life to favor. But bless you, and God help you. You marry a person that will bring you down. Was it not Nabal's wife that saved him? Go and marry a foolish woman. Say, David, you don't know my husband. Olori Burukuni. In fact, most are surprised. Don't know what you want deliverance. Am I talking to you? Very skillful woman. She knew negotiation. Sisters, carry your negotiation skills that you use in the market. Also teach your husband. There are so many things that we need to learn. But you know, I learned some things here and there. But what I'm trying to say in effect is that, you see, you must be able to hold people's attention in conversation. You must be able to. So that's why when you go for an interview, nobody wants to employ somebody who is only good at a subject matter. You're a subject matter specialist. I want to know whether you can discuss football. You may be shocked you can come into an interview and they say, what is your best game? Table tennis. Oh, table tennis. Okay, fine. Who won the last World Cup? Who last table tennis? I don't even know. You've lost the interview. The man can even engage you. The politics. What do you say to the what happened yesterday? That's why when you go for certain exams, they ask you current affairs because they want somebody whose mind is broad. And things are getting a little bit difficult now because everybody's going to school. All the girls are going to school, the boys are going to school. But we want you to be broad-minded. It's going to be funny if you don't know anything beyond, it's only my wife. You get to your there's a brother I call. It's the only problem he has is always his wife. I don't like calling him. Because what I first saw, Yahweh no man complain about. If it goes this way, he will come back, my wife. He's not taking care of the children. He's not having anything. Say you want to kill this woman. But I will let him talk. Then I will blast him. So what am I trying to say? The Bible says, iron does what? Sharpeneth iron. When you are blessed with the right partner, both of you will sharpen one another. The consequence of that, you may be shocked, that in the next 30, 40, 50 years down the line, both of you will look alike. Have you seen couples that look alike? Did you marry your sister? But when they married, they were not like that. It has been proven over time that people end up looking, who are very good friends, end up looking alike. Now, it's not a looking alike alone, but they think alike. You may have something against Ananias and Sapphira, but give it to them. They were a good couple. They were united in death. In rebellion, they were united. Amen. So, if I meet Pastor Dele, and I say, Pastor Dele, can you please counsel me on this matter? And he gives me a counsel, and I meet his wife, she will say the same thing. Not having spoken at all. They have become one. It takes fellowship. It takes communion to know how your husband or your wife will think. If you ask me, Kenny, I will tell you, my wife won't take that from you. Because I know her. And when you meet her, I say, oh, to Sobek, Bell. Do you understand? She it is. Because we've communed, we've fellowship. Amen. She doesn't like science fiction. So I don't talk science fiction. But somehow, by the time I share some, we are talking science fiction, she has to listen. So we have to keep on upgrading her. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, she has said, we leave the house one day to remain two of us. So when I start talking about science fiction, where will she go? Say, where can I sorrow? Don't stay to me, right? I don't have time. I've left that limb. Hallelujah. So the Bible says both of you need to be sharpened. It's only iron that can sharpen iron. Iron cannot sharpen rubber or wood. Eh? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to finish tonight. Definitely, I'm not going to finish tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. It says, two are better than one because they have a good, most satisfying reward for their labor. Verse 10. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. One of the greatest disasters that befall families is when, like I said, which comes from that other one, is when they're not on the same wavelength. When you don't respect the opinion of the other person. And it comes from our background. Some of us come from a background where we look at the woman as the weaker sex. The weaker sex means our brain is weaker. Hallelujah. Our mind is weaker. We are men. Now, praise God. Let me say this before I continue. Please understand the differences between a man and a woman. There are vast differences between our natures. Psychologically, we are very, very different. A man is a rational being. A man reasons. A man must analyze. It's just our nature. A woman does not need to reason. A woman feels. A woman can look at a situation and tell you what the answer is. You will still be racking your head. No. Don't tell me that. No. It doesn't make mathematical sense. You will know. By the time you enter that trouble, you will know it makes mathematical sense. So if you don't learn to work as a team, because that is the essence. Have you guys watched tag team wrestling? When one will take the other opponent to the ring, ask his guy to be boxing him, and you're going to meet the referee, and be saying, hey, leave, go, no. The guy is punishing the opponent there. Then you come back, and, you know. They work as a team. They learn to compensate for each other's weaknesses. You want to do a business deal, and your wife says, don't do it. Say, my friend, don't tell me that nonsense. I've done the mathematical calculation. This is the MPV. I can guarantee you, your account will enter MPV. Praise the Lord. The wife of Pontius Pilate said to him, I had a dream last night concerning this man. Have nothing to do with him, for I suffered a lot of things. And Pilate disregarded his wife's advice. Have you been able to discern and learn how to take advice from people? Now, when you're in trouble, everybody they say, how does Yoruba put it? Ojo ekwere. Can you speak it in English? Can you convert it to English? In the day you want to kill the elephant, you will see all kinds of knife come out. Chicken knife, bread knife, tortoise knife, every knife will come out. Pen knife will come out. Barrow knife will come out. Then cutlass will come out. Hallelujah. Can you discern who's advising you the best? Now let me say this. My young friend, I learned this from my young friend, had a relationship with a young lady. This lady had one of the most outstanding prophetic gifts I've never heard before. The girl will walk into church, and the life of everybody in that place, she will see it. And she will tell people, this is what you did yesterday. And she will tell the whole thing. And people began to hate her, and they didn't want her around. You know? And she was a very unique, and nobody understood her. When they are walking together, she will be telling the brother, when birds are singing, she will tell them, this is what they are saying to God. And she will be interpreting, giving him perfect interpretation of what the birds are singing. When the wind is blowing through the trees, she was telling him the interpretation of the wind. Those things are swaying in the air. So this is what they are saying to God. Operation, So he says, I just want to ask which. Praise God. So one day they had a quarrel. And a friend came and advised him how to deal with the girl, to put her in her position, because they are Igbos. You know, Igbos have this funny, I'm a big guy, you know. So he took advice and went to deal with the girl. Of course, the girl said, I'm not doing it again. Go to your father's house. I go to my mother's house too. So after a while, the brother's eyes came down. And I don't know. So it turned out to be, this is what I did. I said, you are a bloody idiot. The person who advised you, is he in a relationship? He said, no. He said, even his relationship has been breaking. He has been breaking relationship. The Yoruba say, the person wants to wear clothes for you. Look at the one he's wearing. You don't take advice from people who have failed. Because they will teach you how they also failed. Someone that beats his wife regularly, you go and meet him and say, you can't say, ah. Or Daniel. How will you allow her to talk to you like that? If you talk A, give her B. You have no home again. Am I talking to you? So, say, two are better than one. Two are better than one. It's always the truth. It didn't say three are better than one. For those who can love four women at the same time. Eh? And on this final note, we start with love. You say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Those love is basically emotions. Amen. They will fade away after a time. But real love is a commitment. Eh? It's a what? So, I think we should stop here.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday, 6 p.m. Sunday meetings, 9 a.m. Grace be with you.